Holy Gospel according to St. Mark.
Jesus went home, and the crowds came together again, so that Jesus and the disciples could not even eat. And when his family heard it, they went out to restrain him, for people were saying, "He has gone out of his mind." And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem said, "He has Beelzebul, and by the ruler of the demons, he casts out demons." And he called to them and spoke to them in prayers. How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but his end has come. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his property without first tying up the strong man. Then, indeed, the house can be plundered. Very truly, I tell you, people will be forgiven for their sins and whatever blasphemies they utter. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit can never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they had said, "He has an unclean spirit." Then his mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, "Your mother and your brothers and your sisters are outside asking for you." And he replied, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking at those who sat around him, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Buenos días. And bienvenidos, welcome. Whether you have been here for decades or just joined us this morning, the warmest welcome to you in Christ. Bienvenidos to you all, to our spiritual home, a spiritual home for one and for all. It's a blessing for us to be able to confess that, to confess that we are a reconciling in Christ congregation. And that in this country, there are communities of faith like ours that expand their bienvenidos to embrace folks unlike them and those who have been marginal in society. While society preaches partisan divide, we proclaim unity in Christ. And this is how we proclaim this unity. It's in your bulletins. It's our welcome statement. Wherever you are in your faith journey, you are welcomed here. We are committed to welcoming and celebrating all people, inclusive of culture, age, race or ethnicity, gender identity and expression, sexual orientation, ability, economic status, or family structure. We are committed to the work of racial equity and justice within and throughout our community, that we all may be transformed to be fully the body of Christ in the world. So we invite you to worship with us, to receive Christ's gift of Holy Communion with us, to share your own story with us, and serve with us as we strive to live into God's universal embrace in Jesus Christ. Or said simply, a la Olive Garden commercial, when you're here, you're family. Familia. Look to the people around you sitting near you or on the other side of the aisle. We are familia. We are the answer to Jesus' question, who are my mother and my brothers? And let me expand further. And my father and my sisters, my aunties, my tios, my grandparents, my spiritual parents. We're not called to agree entirely on what it means to be politically engaged. Rather, the Spirit calls, gathers, enlightens, and sends us out to be one in Christ because we have been chosen by Christ. It is Christ who calls us his chosen family. And let's not think that Jesus comes from a model family or that Jesus chooses model siblings to be a part of his chosen family. Look at his dad, old Joe the carpenter. As Maury would say, he's not the father. Jesus is the eldest of what we at least know. He has four brothers and God knows how many sisters. This Jesus decides to return home with a group of friends after his initial tour with his, and his family thinks he's gone out of his mind with all this preaching and teaching and casting out demons and healing folk. He's amassed a following of Jesus' crazy crowds, following him as if he's some kind of a rock star or the leader of a 13-person boy band. Who's this boy turning out to be? How has the eldest, who's learned from his father the tools of the carpenter's trade, suddenly become a superstar from the middle of nowhere Galilee? And who are these friends? These 12 disciples of dubious upbringings and political perspectives, fishermen and tax collectors, boisterous folks, zealous, oh my Lord. So you can imagine Jesus's good enough family want to do what any good enough family would do. Protect him from himself. They want to restrain him so that he doesn't get in trouble with Rome or with the religious leadership. Jesus may be speaking the truth about who he is and what God is doing through him. But for them, that's besides the point. They stand outside listening to Jesus' rebukes, waiting and hoping that the boy they knew would come rushing out to greet them. There's almost a longing in their appearance at the end of our lesson today. Jesus, where have you gone? Who are you becoming? They're like many of us parents, be us biological or spiritual parents, who when we take the opportunity to reflect on our children or mentees, or when we're suddenly surprised by their differing appearance, we ask similar questions. And those of us who have had or have a family member who is coming out in any of the LGBTQIA spectrum, we know that these questions are mixed in with grief and fear over what will happen to my loved one now. This occurs whenever people speak their own truth on how God has made them and is making them anew in many and various fabulous ways. God sent Jesus to preach this healing message to a world wounded by all kinds of internalized isms that keep us from living the truth of whom God has made us to be. And if I may be bold in saying this, we see God coming out in Jesus. We see how God begins to show God's fullest self through the healing power of Jesus. And this God isn't just coming out, but he's coming to a world divided, listening to the lesser angels of our nature, a world held captive by those spirits which thrive on distrust, on hatred, on bias, along the lines of culture, age, race, ethnicity, gender identity and expression, sexual orientation, ability, economic status, or family structure. Jesus has come to exercise these powers, for a house divided cannot stand. And Jesus does so with the power of this question: who are my mother and my brothers? Who does God identify as being a part of God's chosen familia? And if we were to answer this question apart from the Holy Spirit, we might intentionally or unintentionally exclude someone. So let us take our cue from Jesus. Jesus looks around the room. His mother and his siblings are waiting at the door. And he gives us an answer that spans the entirety of human existence. He says, here are my mother and my brothers. Here is my chosen family. Jesus has chosen us. And when I mean us, I mean all of us. All of us in this room and in the digital space. All of us in this city and county. All of us in this state and country. All of us in this world and the cosmos. We are God's chosen family, chosen by the one who freed us from all sin, from death, and from the power of the devil, and not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood and with his innocent suffering and death. He has done all this in order that I may belong to him. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And thanks be to God for Luther. He wrote that. I didn't write that. He wrote these words so that Lutherans then and now can see how the depth and breadth of how much God loves us and has chosen us in Jesus. So when you're here, you're God's family. For decades of your life, or for just an hour today, God has chosen all of us to become fully part of this family of faith. And we, as a Reconciling in Christ congregation, we're committing ourselves to making this place a celebrating space, celebrating God for you, for us, for others, as together we become fully alive as God has intended us to be. We don't live upon the lines that divide, but in joy that comes when God's all-embracing will is done. And in that, we become aware that there are siblings all around. Amen.